Once again, I'm going to ask if you would suspend your disbelief and imagine that you are hearing the words of the man who was born blind. I know that stretch of stone by feel. I knew the way the ground dipped and how the rain settled there. I knew the specific hollow echo of a sandal on the pavement versus the dull thud of a bare foot. I knew the smell of the old man who sat 10 paces to my left, garlic and old wool. And I knew the time of day by the heat on my face. Sighted people think blindness is only darkness. It isn't. It's a world of texture. It's the air currents and echoes telling you that a wall is nearby. It's the awkward pause as a stranger decides whether to step around you or stop. That morning, the rabbi stopped. They asked who sinned. He didn't ask me as a debate topic. He spoke as if I belonged in the world. He spoke with a voice that was gentle and held authority. Then, without warning, spit and dust, mud. It was wet, gritty, and pressed gently across my eyelids. It smelled of the earth that I sat on every day, but it was wet and alive. I went still. When someone touches your face, you either flinch or you trust. And for some reason, I trusted. His hands were rough with work, but they weren't careless. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. I stood up with mud on my eyes. The world was the same as it had always been, sounds and scents and air, but now there was a weight on my eyelids. I walked the familiar path to the water. I reached the pool and I knelt on the mud-slick stone. The water was cold. I splashed my face and I scrubbed. The grit gave way, the mud dissolved, and then pain. A searing white ache. I had known the sun as warmth. This was different. This was light. I squeezed my eyes shut again, gasping. When I peeled them open again, the world came crashing in, shapes that I could not describe, the mystifying blur of movement. To you, it was just seeing. To me, it hit like a wave. I stumbled back to my spot, and the regulars were there. I saw their faces for the first time. Lines of surprise, words lacking understanding, mouths gaping open. They argued over me, couldn't make sense of it all, so they took me to the Pharisees. I went willingly. These were righteous men. The men who kept the chaotic world in order. I respected them. If anyone could explain this terrifying new world, it was them. The room felt serious, but safe. They asked how I saw. I told them. He put mud on my eyes and I washed and I can see. But the answer didn't fit. Someone said, Sabbath? Like that settled it. But another said, how could a sinner do this? They were being measured and careful. They were trying to protect the law. They argued among themselves. Their voices rose and fell, careful and sharp all at once. They turned back to me. What do you say about him? I looked at them. I saw the gold on their robes. I heard the questions underneath the question. They had scrolls. I had eyes. He is a prophet, I said. That was too much. They called my parents. I wasn't there, but I know the fear that walked into the room with them, the fear of being cut off, the fear of the question that has no safe answer. When they called me back, the air in the room had tightened. The safety was gone. "Give glory to God," they said, their voices trembling with the strain of it. "We know this man is a sinner." I looked at these men I had admired my whole life, trying hard to make the world make sense. If the healer wasn't a sinner, then something in them had to move. But I could not deny my own eyes. "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know," I said. "One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They pressed, they pushed, they needed me to recant my own reality. And in that moment, some respect I held for them broke, not out of anger, but out of realization. They could not help me. They couldn't even see what was right in front of them. "I told you and you would not listen," I said, the words tumbling out. The room exploded. The order collapsed. They reviled me. They threw their history and their holiness at me like stones. They could not hold the chaos of a miracle. So they threw the miracle out. I stood outside in the harsh sunlight. I had lost my place by the road. I had lost my place in the synagogue. I could see everything, but I belonged nowhere. Then I heard a voice. I recognized it instantly, not by the face. I didn't know faces yet, but by the tone. The quiet steadiness that had anchored me before. "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" he asked. I looked at him. Ordinary. Dust on his robes, sweat on his brow. Just a man. A man who had touched my eyes without flinching. "Lord, I believe." I knelt. The ground was hard under my knees, just as it had always been. But when I looked up, the world was full of light, and I knew where I belonged. I belonged with the Son of Man, and nothing else mattered. "May the light also be with you." Amen.